Champ, yesterday a lot of you guys were talking about how they learned stuff from that loss. What did you learn from the Ravens?
Well, to be more prepared, you know, I think going into the game we felt good, but, you know, as the game progressed, I know that there are things we could have did better during the week. And I think once you emphasize, you know, preparation, then, you know, you get back to it this week and you got time to redeem yourself.
There's been people that have said, okay, now there's a blueprint on how to beat the Broncos. Do you buy into that?
No, because every week is going to be something different. It's a different team, different schemes, different strengths, weaknesses. And every week you just got to bring your A game and play your best.
Hines Ward was voted the dirtiest player in the league. your reaction to that?
I just say he's the toughest. I mean, I don't think he's dirty at all. I mean, he doesn't get penalized for the stuff he does. I mean, he's just one of those guys, you don't mind hitting people in the mouth and people can't stand it.
Looking at preparation, this is now the third team that's been coming off a bye week to play you guys. How much does that test you guys for to really be prepared with them having the extra week?
Well, one thing we do know, they're going to be ready. You know, they're going to have, you know, lots of preparation. So we just got to go out and play our game. I mean, do everything that we've done in practice this week and apply it to the game.
Kemp, does it matter to you if you're playing one of the lower echelon teams, or do you enjoy playing a team like the Steelers on a Monday night?
There is no lower echelon team. I don't.
Well, not everyone's like the Steelers.
Not everybody's 4-2, 5-2. I mean, there are teams that are 0-6 and 0-7, whatever. It doesn't matter. Any given Sunday, somebody can beat you. So you don't try to pay attention to that stuff.
Ben's ability to make plays when things start to break down has to be tough on a guy trying to cover downfield.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely the key to that offense because, you know, when he scrambles and gets out of that pocket, he can eat you alive. And we know that we got to find ways to contain him and not let him make those big plays.
Champ, Mike Tomlin said that one of the guys that accelerated his coaching career was John Lynch. Had a chance to coach John, helped him become successful at a young age. Haven't played with John. Can you understand what he's saying there, that the guy can have a kind of impact?
Oh, well, I know playing with John, he would always talk about him. You know, when he was a coordinator up in Minnesota, he would always talk about Mike Tomlin. And I never, you know, really knew much about him. But only thing I knew was through John. And, you know, he always spoke highly of him. I wasn't surprised when he got the job. I knew a lot of people were, but he was always ready to do it. And, you know, fortunately for Pittsburgh, he won a Super Bowl for him.
What are the things that he say about Tom?
He's a great motivator. You know, he just knows how to get guys ready. I mean, he said he was one of the best coaches he's had in his whole career. So, I mean, that says a lot about him.
My answer is, but Hines Ward, you know, I mean, he's a guy that obviously has Hall of Fame credentials potentially. So a guy that you got to keep kind of your head on the swivel with the way he hit Ed Reed and just he's. I mean, what sort of your approach with the receiver that's that kind of bio?
Just play my game. I don't really get caught up in that. I expect everybody to hit me in the mouth if I'm not looking. So, you know, I just got to make sure, you know, I'm aware of everything that's around me.
Hearing how he described Tomlin, do you see Josh the same type of qualities, characteristics?
Well, I don't know Tomlin that well, but, you know, they're both young, you know, energetic. You know, they definitely know how to get their guys ready. So there's some similarities there, but, you know, I don't know enough about them to really compare.
Can you just go on with that? What Josh says to get you guys ready? I mean, he's pretty fiery compared to Mike, you know, pregame.
He has a lot of energy, you know. Whether it's good or bad energy, he's going to let you know how he feels every day. So you know, I'm getting used to it. I kind of like it because you know where it's coming from.